Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who wants to put everyone back in the fold.
Don't worry, be happy. So that came from, by the way, that song came from this song. It's a Bob Marley sort of a song. I wonder if anybody's seen that movie, Jay. We were just talking about it off the air, the Bob Marley movie that's around right now that a lot of people see. Nobody had high expectations for it, but apparently it's done very well. There's a great message there from him. The more people who spread that kind of a message, the better. No matter how, you know, people, the older generations didn't like him because he was a pot smoker. And, hello, he was a Jamaican. That's the national pastime in Jamaica, is to do a little weed here and there. And so, and not just there, but down the Dominica, most area, Haiti. God, there's a mess. Have you been following what's going on in Haiti? They haven't caught a break. The country is almost like sinking into the ocean. The stuff that's going on down there, they have no law, no rule of law. It's like the Wild West, literally and figuratively. And that's why so many people have gotten out of there and they're trying to get into our country. So,
yeah. Anyway, I mean, it's a serious crisis. And gangs have taken over. They're trying to get the prime minister to step down. It is a whole. They are on the brink of a civil war, it looks like.
Yep, they are. Yeah. And a lot of it was caused by the weather and natural disasters and stuff where the country can't come back around. And they've gotten help from a lot of different people. It's so corrupt, though. That's what a lot of these Central American countries, a lot of the Caribbean countries, just corruption is a way of life. Most places. We have plenty of corruption here in our country, to be sure. But it isn't like it is in places like we keep talking about Zelensky and Ukraine and how much money they've wasted that we've sent over there because they're very corrupt. And so most Eastern Bloc outfits, the Russian government is very corrupt. It always has been. And there's plenty of corruption to go around for sure. It's a part of human nature, it would seem. As I was thinking about World Wildlife Day last Sunday, we weren't on the air, so we didn't get to celebrate it. But one of the things that has come in schools, I noticed here locally, some of the local media is highlighting some of the entries from children. There are children not only from America, but a lot of countries around the world. The International Youth Art Contest is going on right now, and they've gotten it down to 15 semifinalists, and so they're going to, I think they have to find, they're trying to find two winners. So what they have these pictures and the stuff that has been drawn and sculptures, and there are 3,000 different entries from children around the world trying to vie, but bringing attention. The main reason for this is because animal welfare let's just put it in perspective that we understand it. When you're watching television, you can't help but see these ads for, in most instances, they're paid for by the National Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals or some group like that where there's pictures of dogs that are needing to be adopted.
Malnourished.
Yeah, oh my God, it's horrible.
Part of a testing situation.
Yeah, right. I always give, man, whenever I see any of that stuff. Open up the checkbook and send them a check. Yep. All right, let's go to Portland, Oregon.
Help yourself.
Yeah, right. Take what you need. Portland, Oregon has a new sports bar. The nation's first women's sports bar. How do you like that for a concept? Is there a women's sports bar where you are? Probably not. But there's one opening, let's see, after the Portland one, now there's one opening in Minneapolis.
Now, what's the concept for this? Is this so
women kind of like a out of
safety concern or something? Yeah, but no. I never took normal sports bars as men only, as it's a men's sports bar. It's just a sports bar.
Yeah, but most sports bars are inhabited by men, don't you think?
I mean, so, with a women's sports bar, is it just women only? Men can't even go in? I guess I'm questioning what's women, the difference between
I don't get that this is women. There's the newest bar is called the League of Their Own, obviously from the from the movie of the same name. And it was, well, but it was not a movie; it was a reality. There really was a league of women. Yeah. So
when all the men
anyway,
went to war. Mm-hmm.
There is a larger trend in professional sports. I would answer it this way, Jay: the female athletes that are surfacing. There are some great women basketball players. There are some great women soccer players. There are great women tennis players. You can go to any sport, probably with the exception of football, and even some women are playing football now. What was it last week or the week before? We were talking about this young woman who was a wrestler. Was it high school or college? She wanted to wrestle, and the coach didn't want her to wrestle, but somehow or other she managed to convince people that she would be a good wrestler, and she beat all the guys. I forget.
Oh, in Arizona,
she
won the national championship for the state, or not the national championship. I'm sorry, the state championship. Well, she was on the girls' team, and she was just beating everybody. And she asked if she could move to the guys' division, and nobody had a problem with it. And then she beat all of them. I was looking more into these female sports bars or women's sports bars. They're going to be playing female sports.
Yeah.
On TV. So it'll all be the female sports. Yeah. So anybody can go. Right. It's just they will be focusing on women's athletics.
All right. Excuse me while I try to catch my breath, the muscles in my chest. Oof. I had a sneezing fit last night after having cracked a couple of ribs, and I'm having a tough time even breathing. If it's like all right, so let's not focus on that. Let's talk about the new credit card rules. The Consumer Protection Bureau has explained some of the rules requiring major credit card companies to cut their late fees. There have been people, some of the small business associations have been opposed to this, and I don't understand why anybody that was a consumer group, we're looking out for consumers, hello, not the banks. So the fees, the typical fees are for late, payment, 30, 29, 30, 32 bucks like that. So now they've cut those to $8. This is, I think, a good thing, Frank. I think that is usury. And I don't usually get in the way of people doing business, but $32 for a late fee is ridiculous. Unless, graduating, if you're late twice, then you pay a little more and yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. But
they all have different rules, too. Some of them will give you a 24-hour grace period, or as long as you put they'll let you overdraft, but as long as you put that money, give that money back before the end of the business day or before the end of the 24-hour period. Some of them will charge you that late fee per item taken. Others will just charge by the day.
Yeah. So last year, American families paid $14 billion in late fees. 45 million people were charged late fees, some as much as $200 over the course of a year. That's a lot of money. And it's one of the reasons, the airlines all want you to attach to a credit card. American has Citibank and Barclays. I think but Delta has America, one of them. I forget which one it is. At any rate, the pilot that I've become friends with, one of the pilots that I see often when I'm going back and forth from Boston to Los Angeles, said it's become the airline business isn't about passengers, about credit cards. He said to me, the average profit of a person riding in a seat on a plane is $35 a trip. That's it. So whether you pay $100, $300, $500, whatever it is, the average take after expenses for the seat is $35.
Wow.
And apparently, the so you multiply that out. Let's say for if you got a 200-passenger plane, that's 2 times 35 is $7,000, right? So if for a trip across the country, they're only taking in $7,000, or that's their profit. And yet when you charge things to the credit card that is assigned to them, there's more profit involved in it for them on each of the charges than it is than what they net for putting you in the seat. So it's become the airline business become a credit card business. And that's why you see all of them promoting these credit cards to the extent that they do. They want you to have a credit card because they're going to make money on you using the credit card. That's it. I think that's kind of, whether you realize it or not, it's really quite an interesting way of looking at that business. So anyway, FDA this week has approved the first over-the-counter continuous glucose monitor. If you have diabetes, not taking insulin, that story we discussed this week with Dr. Ken Kronhaus on the Good Day Health program, heard on many of these same stations. So if you want to keep up with the latest in research and what Ken's interpretation is, so you sort of have it in common terms, so you really understand what all this stuff is. There it is, right? That's very important for people who have diabetes, for sure. The Secure Act 2.0, rolled out, passed by Congress a couple of years ago, makes it easier for small businesses to offer employees retirement plans. That goes into effect this week as well. Whether or not the discussion comes up during the State of the Union, the State of the Union is not just something that the president talks about, but it's pretty much a week-long conversation about where we are.
Mm-hmm.
Not that we don't all know kind of where we are, but anyway, I thought that was kind of good news as well. A lot of good news here. It's 18 after the hour on Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen with Elizabeth Miller, who works with us from Calitrin at toploss.com. That's their website, Calotren. Should women be more interested in this? Not necessarily than men, but is it better for women?
I know it's good for a lot of things health-wise. Like when you get over the age of 40, and now we have probably equal amounts of customers with men and women. I know women struggle with weight loss more. I think that men see results faster than women. But hormonally, we're going through a lot more after the age of 42, and I think this can really be good for your body. I've heard it from customers for years now.
What's the deal for Valentine's Day?
We've got two big things going on right now. We brought back our Couples Quick Start Pack, I know, perfect for Valentine's Day, and then we also, just for Calitrin alone, have our unlimited buy three, get three free. So it's like paying half price. It's an awesome time to get on it, stock up and save. TOPLOSS.com, or you can call us toll-free with questions, 1-800-325-4366.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, 23 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, going through the stories and the people, picking out some anecdotal things that may or may not have anything to do with anything. The Rupert Murdoch thing just caught my eye because there's so much attention on age. The other attention that came, and I don't want to make the State of the Union address the only thing we talk about, but Marjorie Taylor Greene lived up to her reputation. She's got a MAGA hat on. She's got a bright red outfit so you can pick her out of the crowd. And she looks at Biden and gives him that button. They start yelling at him from the floor. I don't like the jeering. I don't like the booing. But the Democrats tried to put that down by yelling, "Four more years!
Yeah.
Four more years!" Yeah.
It was the State of the Union. It really was.
Yeah, it is. You know. You're right about that. Yep. All right. The question comes, as we look at the presidential race, number one this week on the story list, will Nikki Haley voters turn out for Trump? Is that something that if you're a Nikki Haley voter, I know the people like in Massachusetts who she won in Vermont, she came close to winning the Republican primary over Trump in Massachusetts. I can't tell you that I know one person. I didn't vote for either one of them. I voted for, in the contest, I voted for Kennedy. In the primary. But I know that a lot of my friends who are Republicans will absolutely not vote for Trump. But maybe that's the Northeast. What do you think, Michael? What do you hear? What is the state of the Republican Party as far as Nikki Haley voters? Do they go to Trump? Do they go to Biden? Do they go to cinema? Do they stay home?
Well, I don't know if they're going to go to the cinema, but that's what we all should do, is we should all go and watch
the movies.
Barbie. But you have a story about cinema yet to tell us, I believe. But what are they going to do? That's the question. I mean, first of all, there aren't that many of them. I mean, no matter how you slice it, Nikki Haley did not win. And I think the answer is some will go to Trump, some will go to Biden, and some won't go anywhere. And it's going to come down to, as all elections these days come down to, turnout. Whoever has, you know, the biggest turnout is going to win, as opposed to something
in the states that
Yeah.
We were in the Electoral College.
Like, yeah, like right. 10 states or something of that nature.
Yeah, right, which is an outrage in itself.
Some people believe that and some don't. I'm amazed. Yeah. I personally think that the Electoral College is terribly outdated.
I do, too.
But some people think that that position...
Yeah, but it's because the people who think it's good are the ones who think, Trump wouldn't have won if it weren't for that. George Bush wouldn't have won if it weren't for that.
Right. Had Al Gore won and had Hillary won because of the Electoral College, they would be for it, too. The game is played the way the game is scored. People are for whatever it is that works for them. There's no honest acknowledgement of the usefulness in a nonpartisan way of these old instruments that go back to the 1700s. Some of them, of course, are very valuable. We don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. And that's the whole thing of evolving a republic like this. You have to get rid of the stuff that doesn't work, and you have to keep the stuff that does. The problem is we can't seem to agree on what really works and what really doesn't. And it's all for short-term gain, and it's all extremely partisan, and people are putting party and candidate ahead of country, and that's not healthy in a democracy.
No, that's right. It's not about the country. It's not about what your job is. It's about your ego and how you're assuaging the people who are on your side. So it is really, we're seeing a lot of things crumble before our very ears here. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, 28 after.
For more personal experiences with Omaha Steaks, are you ready to feel good? Are you ready for the quality, the convenience, everything you need to enjoy Omaha Steaks? Well, now it's even more enjoyable because it's their semi-annual sale. You get 50% off everything in the site. Save on mouth-watering favorites by using the code OmahaSteaks.com/Doug. Shop the sale and get these delicious flavors that you love from all of the things that are in the catalog. OmahaSteaks.com. Possibilities are endless. Flavor and value and entrees that are scrumptious. You'll love it. The semi-annual sale at Omaha Steaks. Every bite backed by their 100% unconditional guarantee. Visit OmahaSteaks.com/Doug and get 8 free Omaha Steak Burgers with your order. That's OmahaSteaks.com/Doug. Did you know that MyPillow is certainly about more than just fantastic pillows? Now MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows to those Giza Dream sheets and the new flannel sheets that they have. This is a fabulous time for you to be buying anything and everything at MyPillow.com. This is the time for you to save 50%, if you can believe it, 50% on the MyPillow 2.0, 50% off the brand new flannel sheets that they have, perfect for comfortable winter sleeping, towel sets for $29.98. My heavens, all of this great stuff is there. And right now, you can get 2 6-piece sets of MyPillow towels for one low price and free shipping. You use the promo code DS. And check it out, MyPillow.com. Great buys. Look at the catalog, charge it up, and use the code DS at MyPillow.com. Buy to your heart's content and use the promo code DS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update.
The Georgia primary is this Tuesday, March 12th, and Georgia could be the state that puts us... Look, if we win Georgia, we're going to win the election. Let me put it that way, okay?
New this Sunday, dueling political rallies in a key battleground state, Georgia. Former President Trump in the town of Rome in the northern part of the state Saturday night. President Biden speaking in Atlanta.
Americans pay more for prescription drugs than anywhere else in the world. It's wrong, but I'm ending it.
Now, prior to his campaign event, Trump meeting with the parents of Lakin Riley. Police say the 22-year-old Georgia nursing student was brutally assaulted and killed by an illegal alien from Venezuela. The attack and murder happening in Athens, Georgia.
He was an illegal immigrant. He was an illegal migrant. And he shouldn't have been in our country, and he never would have been under the Trump policy.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Good day, dear.
It's gonna be a good day.
It has been a good day.
This is Miles Fisher saying that you should have a good day listening to my gramps on the radio.
This is Houston. Say again, please.
Houston, we have a problem.
Yes, we do. There's a big problem, too. Remember that from the... That's an example, Jay, of a movie creating an image in the public's mind, of what actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine those guys in that tin can headed for the moon, and pieces of the side of it come off. It's kind of like riding in a Boeing 737, except here a lot further out there. The 737 was at, I think, 10,000 feet, and those guys were 250,000 miles away from the Earth. So as I thought about that, I was thinking about the eclipse, the 2024 eclipse, which is supposedly, according to my reading the stuff that's at the NASA website, which you can always check out, I do pretty much every day. Jay, I think, gets a kick out of the fact that I find it, it's exciting, it's inspiring.
Oh, this is amazing.
Oh, yeah, it is. So, if you remember what happened in 2017, when there was a very dramatic, as a matter of fact, there are pictures on the website of the moon as it's going through the wonders of what we call a an eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating stuff. So, total solar eclipse. There's a spectacle that we will see on April 8th that will you'll be able to see it over...
As long as it's a clear day.
Right. Yeah, most of North America. But if you're on the West Coast or the West in Mexico and up through the Rocky Mountain states and into Canada, you'll see it. But this is the first time this spectacle will be as it is. And so you let it enjoy it because it'll be 20 years before it happens again. And now, don't you wonder sometimes, how do they figure that out? Who's the mathematician who's figuring this all out?
Why is it 20 more years? Because 2017 to 2024 is definitely not 20.
I don't know. Is this
so
the way
is it going to be so long?
Mine is not to reason why. Mine is but to do or die. I don't know how they come up with it. Anyway. The moon is passing between the Earth and the sun. So it will be completely blocking the sun's face. And that's what I like seeing, time-stamped pictures of it. It's good to see the video, but the pictures are even more dramatic. So you go back to August 21st of 2017, and then... you look as to what's going on. One of the things may be, I don't understand this, but the path is similar to the one that took place 2017, but the moon's going in the opposite direction. How, I don't understand that. I'm looking at the NASA page.
I thought the path was like it's almost creating a big X, the path from the 2017 to the 2024. I'm looking at a picture right now, and you always hear that there's always some eclipse happening in the path of totality every so many years, but for it to happen where we specifically live is like a once in a lifetime event. But when you look at an outline of the paths for 2017 and 2024, it looks like Paducah and that kind of surrounding area gets this twice because that's where the X
Paducah,
is where
Kentucky?
They cross. Yeah.
Well. Densely populated areas, major cities. Let's see here. The last time there were like 12 million people that lived in the area that could see the total eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
And now 32 million people live in the path of the total eclipse.
Yeah,
and 150
like
million people live. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
So again,
I was in Nashville in 2017 when it went past. And we happened to be viewing from a spot that had sudden cloud coverage. Just as it was happening.
The longest people could experience it was in Carbondale, Illinois, for 2 minutes and 42 seconds.
Wow.
Carbondale, Illinois is in the south central part of the state of Illinois. And there were some people in Mexico. Actually, this time around, even more people will be able to watch this thing for almost 25 minutes. The whole thing that it takes as it moves from one side to the other. The total eclipse, 4 minutes and 28 seconds. And then James is down in Texas up to a place called Economy, Indiana, it'll be about 4 minutes. In that string, you'll see the eclipse for about 4 minutes. Anyway, so there you go. If you're
looking for
what happens, some people love to have stats and data. Go to the Guinness Book of World Records and you can see where it was that it lasted the longest. Mm-hmm. In modern times, it was in June of 1955, and it was the Philippines where you could see. I think it was like 20 minutes then. But it moves. It just shows you how fast everything is moving. And the great experience in the sky. It is amazing how quickly the Earth is moving. Do you ever sit and watch the clouds as they move?
Yes.
In an easterly direction? See how
you know,
basically quickly you can see the stuff. If you sit there and watch it for a while, you can see it move. Keep your eye on one's cloud formation. Well, the cloud formations are changing all the time because mm-hmm. the influence of the sun and the wind.
I always like the layers of clouds where you can see the lower layer is moving faster than the layer above, and sometimes it's almost holding still. But what I love is when the sun, it opens just enough on a cloudy day when the sun peeks through and you can see the actual lines of the sun's rays coming down.
Right, that's called the coronal mass ejection. How do you like that I know
you
that?
You would know that.
I would know that. Anyway, so NASA will have its high-altitude research aircraft out there getting a glimpse of what you're talking about, the corona, the things that boil up, the big storms on the surface of the sun. Very cool stuff. All right, back here on Earth, Nikki Haley out, and the fact she didn't endorse Trump makes people more angry than they were that she was running against him. Okay, listen.
But also good for her, because how many times fight with, you know, when they're all candidates and they're fighting with each other and saying that that person is a loser and they would be a horrible candidate and they should be chosen instead. And then they back out and they're like, yep, I give them my endorsement. It's kind of like,
nothing meant anything.
It goes back to the whole, no, you're not giving them the endorsement. You're giving them part of the endorsement. You are saying you're taking back everything that you said, that this person would be an awful candidate. This person should not be president. But then it's like, well, fine, they should be better them than anybody else in a different party.
No. It doesn't work that way for me anyway. All right. So let's see what else we have here. We were talking earlier about how both Biden and Trump were trying to get her voters. Biden says there's a place for them in my campaign. Of course, what a bunch of phony BS for both of them. You know, just keep moving. I thought it was interesting. Mitch McConnell, who really doesn't like Trump at all, and really went after him after January 6th. He endorsed him. So what does that say? He said Trump had earned his requisite support. Dean Phillips ended his long shot campaign. So Nikki Haley's out. Dean Phillips is out. But you know who's in still? Robert F. Kennedy.
Yes, he is.
Has enough signatures to qualify for the ballot in Nevada. And so this is not good news for the Democrats. It will benefit Trump, perhaps. And there still is a buzz around that Kennedy might be his running mate. That'd be a very interesting...
Well, that would definitely get him more votes of people who were already deciding not to vote for him. I think that that would most necessarily...
And you know what? He's got a... He's got a big pool because after Super Tuesday, the polls showed nearly 29% of the people who went to vote didn't like, nor did they vote for either Biden or Trump. 29%. That's a pretty good pool of voters who don't like. And I understand that. There's not much to like about either one of them. Anyway, what did you start to say, Jay? Sorry.
No, I was just going to point out Biden himself, who has already committed to Harris like months ago, saying that, she's going to continue to be his running mate for 2024. And I think that that's something that if he were to drop her and get somebody else, they probably would be more likely to vote for him.
Yeah, not her under any circumstances. So, you know, all of the huzzarai about Alabama and what's going on with IVF, in vitro fertilization, the Supreme Court ruled... Last week, I think it was, or was it the week before, frozen embryos of children? So the state passed
legislation. Well, it was because of a specific situation where a couple had their embryos damaged and they were suing because to them, that those were their children. That was their chance of having children, and they won their case. And then that opened the whole discussion of, so what does that mean for the future of IVF? Because it only takes one lawsuit for people to then run one way. But go ahead. But Alabama says nope.
Yeah. Is that is there a way of rendering whether that's good or bad in terms of
they passed the IVF immunity law, so it's just saying that
they're protected, right?
They're protected.
That's protecting. Yeah.
Because people who do go through IVF, they pay for a storage of these embryos, and sometimes more often than not all of the embryos are compatible with life, but they can't do partial.
Why can't you just put them in the freezer section of your refrigerator?
I don't think it's cold enough.
Really? Wow.
I think it has to be even colder, yeah. But you can't do like partial discontinuation of anything, or if there are some embryos that aren't compatible with life, you can't donate them for research. It has to be an all or nothing situation. And then people who do decide to use some of the embryos and then they're done, then they can do a complete, you know, what's left over, get rid of it one way or the other. But you have to pay for the storage of all of them. There's no of this partial stuff. And that's what a lot of people, I think, who are doing IVF were concerned of what about these embryos that really aren't compatible with life, would never become a human or a child or anything. Are they going to have to continue for the rest of their lives, and then possibly somebody else inherits the bill for that? So there are a lot of questions surrounding a lot of this.
I want to put it in the freezer, and then every once in a while you go look at a test tube and say, "Hey, Freddie, how you doing?" Or maybe another test tube, "Sarah, are you feeling okay today?"
Okay. What about the belief of people who think the soul is already in there? Then isn't the soul trapped therefore?
Right. Trapped in Never Never Land. The House of Representatives has voted to fund about half the government, so this through the fall. So it looks like there will not be a shutdown yet again, right? There's something that I was trying to figure out. The Boston Globe has a story today about the man who committed that mass shooting, and they found out he has profound brain damage. He was a veteran exposed to a lot of blasts when he was in uniform, and the people at Seriscan that I talk about all the time have confirmed that a lot of veterans exposed to these blasts have serious brain damage. So where is that going to go? It's 48 past the hour now on Good Day.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I got to change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
Get in zone.
What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
Get in zone.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Will put your mind at ease or maybe put you out of your misery. That's the theme from a movie that Chuck Norris did called Lone Wolf McQuade, one of the many movies in which he plays himself and does all the same stuff, but it's entertaining. He was always pretty entertaining. He's still around selling exercise equipment, I think, at the moment, right? Isn't he like 89 or something? He still looks pretty
good. No, he's going to be, actually, his birthday's this Sunday, Doug. He's going to be 83 years old.
83, from, okay.
Yeah, Lone Wolf McQuade, he did that movie in 1983. David Carradine played the villain. He was awesome.
Ah, right.
That's one of the best Chuck Norris movies. It's really good movies. I got to tell you, when I think about that, I really do miss sitting in a movie theater back in the 1980s because the product was so, so good. Even the B-movies were terrific, and that's a good example. I'm a fan of Chuck Norris. I like a lot of the stuff. A movie called Silent Rage, I thought was a blast back in the day in the 1980s.
Yeah, he's done a lot of them. The TV show he did for a couple of years.
Walker, Texas Ranger. Listen, made him a lot of money. It was very, very popular on CBS. Very popular. Code of Silence was regarded, directed by Andrew Davis, who did The Fugitive and Under Siege. Yeah. He directed that also. That's regarded by many as his best film. But I like Chuck Norris a lot. 83 years old this week.
Did I ever tell you about having dinner with Carradine? I don't know if I ever told you that story or not.
Really?
He came into my neighborhood, and I was invited to dinner at a neighbor's house where he was the guest of honor. What a weird dude. Weird. Everybody was casual, and he was in a tux.
Really?
It wasn't long after that he committed suicide. That's what people say, whatever he was doing, but... Anyway, interesting character. All right. Margaret Qualley is going to play Amanda Knox in a series on Hulu about Knox. She's actually going to produce this thing. What's the story here?
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. She's Annie McDowell's daughter. She's talented. A little quirky, but I think it's going to be a Hulu TV show.
Yeah.
Six or eight episodes. Everything's streaming, Doug. You know that, right?
Yeah. So
Let's
she
talk
was.
About theater. Let's talk about theaters.
Okay.
This weekend in theaters, Kung Fu Panda 4. voiced by Jack Black, tracking around a $50 million opening weekend. Also, well, really? This is interesting. Angel Studios, Caprini. It's about the life of a Catholic nun in the late 1800s who saved a lot of immigrants, fed them, became a saint. It opens on International Woman's Day, which is today. I always find it, the way they market movies, Angel Studios, fascinating. The trailers pop up on my Facebook feed repeatedly. That's because I Googled Caprini, and then when you do that, it automatically goes to your Facebook page. Fascinating stuff.
Really? Huh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. All right, what else is around this weekend?
And then there is Accidental Texan, which is in limited release. It stars Thomas Hayden Church. I actually got a chance to interview him yesterday. Pretty nice guy. It's only going to be, I think, on like 500 screens.
What's it about?
It's about a Texas oil guy who gets involved with this young intellectual to save his oil rig. Carrie Ann Moss, who is in The Matrix, also stars in the film. Actually, when I got a chance to speak to him, we spoke streaming versus theatrically in the independent model, and he likes streaming. I have not spoke to one actor, Doug, who does not embrace streaming in a big time way, because there's so many deals. You know, the only people not advocate, there's nobody advocating for theater owners because there's so much money in streaming. But I think if theaters ever went away, I think they'd change their tune in a big time way. Yeah. But until that happens, they want their cake. They want their cake and they want to eat it too. That's the way it is.
And yep. It's not handy, let's put it that way.
No. One other thing.
All right.
Filming started once again on Mission Impossible 8 with Tom Cruise. That will hit theaters in the summer.
So what do you think is going on with the Rust thing? Now this lady's been found guilty. She started pointing a finger at Baldwin.
Here's what I find amazing, Doug, is the fact that movie's actually going to get released. That's the amazing part of all this.
When is it going to be released?
It's going to be released this year. It's going to be released this year. That's the part that I find absolutely amazing, that movie would not be scrapped and just written off as a tax write-off with all the horrific publicity and the death.
Bad publicity.
On set.
Well, I think people will be curious about it then.
They will, but it almost feels a bit sacrilegious.
Maybe a little. All right, talk to you Monday with Box Office Totals here on Good Day.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.